بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لعن من جلس وسط الحلقة، رواه أبو داود بإسناد حسن. وروى الترمذي عن أبي مجلس أن رجلا قعد وسط حلقة فقال حذيفة: ملعون على لسان محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، أو لعن الله على لسان محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من جلس وسط الحلقة. قال الترمذي: حديث حسن صحيح. حذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم cursed the person who sits in the center of a circle. In Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi narrates a hadith from Abu Mijlas رضي الله تعالى عنه that a man sat in the center of a circle. So حذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه then said, one who sits in the center of the circle is cursed on the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has cursed him on the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The explanation of this hadith is that when people are sitting in a ring, in a circle, then a person should not sit in the middle of that circle. A person, if you're having a circle, a majlis, a gathering, making mashwara, whatever it is, we're sitting in a circle, then we shouldn't sit in the middle of that circle, not in the center of that group. In those days, people would sit in the center of the circle to make jokes, to make the people laugh. Therefore, such a person has been cursed. Also, if a person is sitting in the center, he'll be blocking the view of these, of one side of the people, of the circle, from the others. So if a person wants to speak to the opposite person, then he'll be obstructed by this person who's sitting in the middle. And also, when the person jumps over people in the gathering, he causes an inconvenience, and then he sits in the middle, and then he obstructs the view of the people who would see the others. So therefore, Rasulullah is showing us simply etiquettes and mannerisms of even sitting in a circle, sitting in a ring. Don't sit and try to get the center and become the center of attraction, and try to make jokes and make people laugh. Such a person has been cursed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: خير المجالس أوسعها. رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح على شرط البخاري. أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه says: I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, the best of assemblies, the best of gatherings, is the one which is most spacious. The meaning of this hadith is, we are sitting in a gathering, some bayan, some lecture taking place, and There are many people sitting. So Sharia tells us that we should sit comfortably. If we are going to sit very squashed up, then you will not be able to pay full attention to the speaker. If the gathering is going to be constricted and there's very little space, so what's going to happen is going to cause discomfort to those who are present. Also, the adab, the etiquette is when you come into the masjid also, come and fill in the first safs, the beginning rows. Then the second rows, third rows. What happens is we're sitting all scattered, and sometimes just the first few rows are occupied, not even full, and there's some space, and we find after that there are many people sitting, so a person who comes in late, he has to go over the shoulder of others, and we mentioned yesterday, this is not correct. Therefore, the correct way is to sit from the front. Similarly, we're sitting in a gathering, then try and sit from the front of the gathering, so that we give space and we allow others to fill in the gathering. Because we mentioned yesterday that the person who comes in late, he should sit where the gathering ends. And in this hadith we understand that if people are sitting together, then sit comfortably, don't cause discomfort to the person next to you by squashing him up. So a person who comes late, what does he do? He squeezes himself between two people and then he causes them discomfort. Therefore, خَيْرُ الْمَجَالِسِ أَوْسَعُهَا, the best of gatherings is that one in which there is spaciousness, people are sitting comfortably, yet they have made space for others as well. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanaka wa Allahumma.